I'm Katie Clark, and this is The World. Singapore has long been a fierce economic competitor. The tiny island nation in Southeast Asia has grown wealthy as a center of manufacturing and finance. Now it's laying the foundation for a future economy based on science. Singapore is harvesting young talent from other Asian countries, and it's buying first-class education from American and European universities. This might be a good strategy for Singapore, but for the young scientists forming this new workforce, the situation's a bit more complicated. Ari Daniel Shapiro traveled to Singapore and brings us this story.
Liang Hongqing grew up in eastern China. She loved science as a girl, and she decided to major in biology in college. She did well. 3 months into her freshman year, a foreign delegation showed up.
The Ministry of Education in Singapore went to my local university and recruited about 30-plus students.
Liang was one of them.
They provide us with a scholarship, basically asking us to come to Singapore.
Liang got a full scholarship to complete her undergraduate degree in Singapore. She then got another scholarship to do her PhD here. Now she's working in a lab in Singapore's vast Biopolis Research Complex. Biopolis is a collection of 9 buildings linked by zigzagging glass walkways. The labs are clean, stocked with state-of-the-art equipment. It's a first-rate operation, and Singapore needs first-rate talent to staff it. Since 2001, Singapore has been scouting for the best science students across Asia, like Liang, and luring them here. It's part of a national initiative called A-STAR, or the Agency for Science, Technology, and Research. A-STAR's goal is to catapult Singapore to the forefront of scientific research. And A-STAR isn't just attracting foreign talent to Singapore. It's also sending Singaporeans overseas to study at top Western universities.
It's probably the most exciting phase of my life.
Ho Han Kit received an A-STAR scholarship to do his PhD at the University of Washington in Seattle. He felt a certain patriotic pride, going abroad to hone his skills and then coming home to benefit Singapore.
Life sciences is the next big thing for Singapore. Being a small country with limited resources, limited space, we have to invest in industries that doesn't take up so much space, things that are human capital intensive.
Experts say this plan is smart for Singapore. Christian Kettles is with the Institute for Strategy and Competitiveness at Harvard Business School.
They really only can succeed as a very small society if they're very heavily integrated in the global science community. And that's exactly where this program fits in. Attracting other people, leveraging the human resources that they have internally, but really bringing them in touch with foreign universities rather than kind of creating a little bubble in Singapore and trying to do it all on their own.
And yet, for this plan to work, the students Singapore trains have to stay in Singapore. The government doesn't want to cultivate young scientists only to lose them to other countries. So the scholars are required to work in Singapore for up to 6 years after graduating. For Singaporean Ho Han Kit, returning home after his studies in Seattle was no big deal.
My roots are still here, and I would, as a Singaporean, I would also like to contribute to the country.
But for Liang Hongqing, the Chinese student recruited to Singapore, the sacrifice was far greater. In exchange for her PhD scholarship, she had to forfeit her Chinese citizenship and become Singaporean.
I can still clearly remember the day that I went to the Chinese embassy and surrendered my passport. I have some struggling in my heart because it's my home country, it's like my parents.
Some Singaporeans criticize the scholarship program, saying it puts too many demands on its students, forcing them to work long hours and to live a cloistered life. In fact, some speculate the pressure may have contributed to 2 recent scandals. In one, an A-STAR scholar committed suicide. He jumped from the 9th floor of a building after a young woman rejected him. In the second, a female scholar studying for a PhD in Sweden was arrested for public nudity in Singapore. She was caught streaking during Chinese New Year. One disgruntled student told me that the A-STAR program asks a lot of its scholars, but doesn't provide much support for those who speak out or think differently. I contacted the A-STAR program on several occasions to talk about its scholarships, but officials declined to be interviewed. Still, many young scientists say their involvement with Singapore's scholarship program has been worthwhile. Even Liang Hong Ching says she's grateful for the educational and financial support she's received, despite having to forfeit her Chinese citizenship.
Some of my friends were saying that you are forfeiting your nationality for something material. Right, but I would say that if you were in my position, you would do the same.
And a lot of young people are doing the same. It's been 8 years since Singapore's scholarship program began, and it's having no problem filling its slots. 145 new scholarships were awarded just last month. For The World, I'm Ari Daniel Shapiro, Singapore.